All those people who tell me that I can't do something, you live believable lives and you do believable things. But I promised myself that I was going to run this all the way to the top with no problem of crashing and burning all the way. I set out to live an unbelievable life and accomplish unbelievable things. And to all of you who doubt me, you're the reason why I'm here. In fact, I want you to keep on not believing in me.
Created live on Fireside.
Welcome to Athletic Definition. I'm your host, Coach Ray Z. This morning, I had a chance to play basketball with my son and his friends. And then after we played basketball, I was talking to my son during breakfast, and we're just talking about how amazing the human body is and physically what it can do and how it can build up endurance so quickly and strength and lose it so quickly as well. And just even if you are novice, how in a short amount of time you can get really good at something, difference of night and day. It got me thinking of all the different things that the human body is capable of doing, and basically how so many of us just take it for granted. And so many of us rather just, I know it's not easy. I know life is tough. I know, you know, some coworkers are snakes and some bosses are jerks and some people have good jobs or nice bosses and everything, but maybe you still get home tired and then you work out and always just trying to push the human potential of the human body. I have many different inspirations, and if you check out some of my past shows, I'm always talking about how I can get inspired through music lyrics, through movies, even though I don't really watch them, or anything pretty much, a TV show, a clip, quotes. I'm always, if you follow me on Coach Ray Z Instagram, I'm always reposting inspirational people that get me going. And I share with other people. I share with people that follow me because really it's that way I could save it in my memory. And I love to look back and just always hear someone that inspires me or makes me realize that I'm going through a difficult situation. I could also change the perspective and be like, I'm going through a chance for a great opportunity. Today on my memory, Facebook, it showed up that the Ultimate Warrior passed away 9 years ago today. And growing up, he was just so energetic, so full of energy when he ran down the ring and the music hit, just the way he exploded and made the fans go crazy. I was a huge fan. I'm not going to lie. At one point, he was my favorite wrestler. I still have to this day a magazine where he won Hulk Hogan and he's holding both titles. I really liked his speech. To me, it's part of the whole human potential. Basically, read to you his last and final speech and you're going to see a theme. But besides just the speeches, I'm going to be talking about some of the great feats, physical feats that humans have done in a variety of different sports and besides sports, just amazing things that they've done. But the Ultimate Warrior said the night of his passing, by the way, everyone on Twitch, YouTube, and whoever's watching on Fireside just as well too, thank you for joining me. The Ultimate Warrior said, every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them believe in something deeper than and larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized.
Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them believe deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever.
That got me thinking too, like I said, so many of us just are wasting our potential. All the movies that I reference are older because I don't really watch movies now, but Bronx Tale, another good movie, another excellent movie. C's dad is always telling him, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. On the movie Braveheart, William Wallace says, every man dies, not every man really lives. Or for me personally, when I lay down in bed and all the hoopla and no TV, no radio, no iPhone, you're left with your true thoughts, and I don't want to feel that I wasted a day or an opportunity. As I mentioned, I get inspiration from everywhere, and Caleb Plant, I think this was back in October of maybe last year or 2 years ago when he fought Canelo. He's telling these reporters, and I absolutely love it because I know a lot of us will face haters and trolls, or we're just so afraid of what other people think. And these people, the people that are going on social media and talking shit to you, you have to think that they're going through something, they're battling some sort of inner demons, because what kind of a sad person has to go on other people's social media and trash them? That means that something is missing inside there, that they need to find some inner peace or get rid of some baggage or something. And a lot of these people living believable lives. Caleb Plant said, all those people who tell me that I can't do something, you live believable lives and you do believable things. But I promised myself that I was going to run this all the way to the top with no problem of crashing and burning all the way. I set out to live an unbelievable life and accomplish unbelievable things. And to all of you who doubt me, you're the reason why I'm here. In fact, I want you to keep on not believing in me.
But let me explain something to y'all. All of you who tell me what I can't do and blah, 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 blah. A lot of you live believable lives and you've accomplished believable things. But you see, when I sat out on this, I promised myself that I was gonna run this all the way to the top where I had no problem crashing and burning and dying on the way. So when I set out to live an unbelievable life and accomplish unbelievable things. So I don't need you guys to believe in me when I say what I say. Matter of fact, I want you to keep doing what you're doing and keep not believing in me, because you're the very reason that I'm here.
And I think that's just the mentality that you have to have, the mindset that you have to put yourself in. As I mentioned, I was having breakfast with my son after playing basketball, and me not being an athlete in high school, not getting any scholarships in any sport for college, and not being good enough to be pro in anything, I'm an endurance athlete, and I'm not even a whole month removed from completing my 58th marathon, Los Angeles Marathon, and I'm able to play basketball with my son and his friends. From where I was, where I started, to where I'm at now, it's night and day. My body and the potential that it's gone up to is amazing. And I never thought that I could actually be able to do some sort of feat like that. Because if you haven't checked out some of my past episodes, and I have 183 episodes, this is 184, be sure to check them out. It took me a month to walk right after my first marathon. I was nowhere near an endurance athlete at all. And I went to a website, and they named the top, I don't know, maybe 15, maybe top 10 most amazing, according to them, or incredible human feats. And really, I know, you know, people love list top 10 and everything else, but I don't believe in this list, because it's really hard for me to say, oh, well, you won 8 boxing championships and you held your breath for so long. For me to say which is tougher, I know I've done a variety of different sports, but I'm not really going to say one is better than the other. But for them, they have a George Hood at number one, and he held a plank. If you don't know what a plank is, it's almost kind of like a push-up, but you're on your elbows. And if you do it properly, it is very, very difficult. Well, this guy was a former U.S. drug enforcer, for special agent, and he holds the Guinness Book of World Record for planking. He did this back in 2011, and he did it for 1 hour and 20 minutes and 0.01 seconds. At the time, he was 54 years old, and he previously held the Guinness World Record for static spin cycling at 222 hours, 22 minutes, and 22 seconds. If you don't know who Jack O'Lane is, he was a fitness pioneer. He's one of the first, I would say, to really encourage weight training when doctors were saying it was no good for you. And check him out. He's just such a big fitness influence. Well, Jack O'Lane, he was kind of known as like a superhero and the godfather of fitness, as I mentioned, motivational speaker. Well, what he did is he towed 70 boats while shackled and handcuffed. Amazing guy. And I think you could actually see, I remember seeing footage of him doing that. He did that multiple times. He also is known for swimming the entire length of the Golden Gate Bridge with 140-pound weight, swimming from Alcatraz Island to Fisherman Wharf while handcuffed, and doing 1,033 push-ups in 23 minutes. He's probably the most famous for towing 70 boats with passengers from Queensway Bridge to the ship Queen Mary while shackled, handcuffed, fighting the winds and currents, and he was almost 70 years old at the time. At number three, they have William Pruitt running 5 Ironman triathlons in 5 days. If you don't know what an Ironman is, it's when you run a complete marathon. I believe you bike over 100 miles. I can't think of it exactly right now. My mind's blanking. And you swim you swim 2.4 miles, you bike 112 miles, and then you run 26.2 miles. So you do that for 5 consecutive days, and he did that on the Hawaiian islands of Kauai, Maui, Big Island, and Oahu. I've heard of him. I looked into him. It's been a while. They have at number 4, William Truebridge, a.k.a. the guy who can free dive 125 meters. I started learning about free divers. I can't even remember. I started looking into them. One is because I'm into magic, and I remember David Blaine, when he was trying to hold his breath, he spoke and consulted with a bunch of free divers. And then I heard a whole episode, I don't remember what podcast or what, on free divers and master free divers and what they can do. Well, this guy is well known for free diving champion and double world record holder. He basically is the first human to break 100 meters barrier unassisted. In 2012, he attempted to break the world record of 124 meters by diving 125 meters. The feat was not recorded officially because he failed to remove his goggles as part of the surfaced protocol. Then there's Wim Hof. Wim Hof, he is just changing what science and what people thought the human body is capable of. He has done an hour-long ice bath. This guy, you really got to look into his records. He holds 18 world records. One of the records is for the longest ice bath, which he did in 2008. He also broke his own Guinness Book of World Record when he immersed himself in ice water for 13 minutes and 48 seconds. I've heard of him doing that, diving into just straight ice water where his pupils freeze. He was fine, but his pupils actually froze. I believe he's also ran a marathon without water in the desert and in the Arctic, somewhere like that. Number 6, they have Felix. I'm not going to mispronounce his name. The skydiver who broke the record for the sound barrier, and he skydived an estimated 9 kilometers and reached out an estimated speed of 1,357.64 miles per hour. Speaking of skydiving, I heard a woman, and she is known to survive skydiving without a parachute when she accidentally fell out of a plane, and she fell, if I remember correctly, an estimated 33,333 feet and survived. That's amazing. You would think that the human body would die, and she fell out accidentally. So I know some of them are like, well, I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to train that hard. You'd be just so amazed at what the body can do. And keep in mind, if you don't know, in the Guinness Book of World Records, there's a lot of people who have broken the records but are not in it because you have to pay to be in it. And from my understanding, it's not cheap. So there's a lot of other humans that we may not even have heard of that can break the pull-up record, but because, or any other type of record, but because they don't have the money, they're not officially in there. From there, I know some sort of other like record holder has spawned, which is supposed to be less expensive. But keep that in mind. This is just like the tip of the iceberg of the human potential. They have Nicolas at number 7. He was known for walking across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. It took him 2 years to get permission from Canada and United States to be able to do it. And he holds 6 world records in the Guinness for acrobatic feats, but he's the most well-known for being the first to do the Niagara Falls. Dash Rath, aka the Mountain Man, and he's known for carving a road through a mountain. I'm gonna have to look into that more because I really don't know how he did it. Did he do it with his bare hands or exactly what? But it seems pretty amazing if he did it just with his bare hands. Number 9, they have Zach, and he is known for his 42nd Iron Cross, the cross position in the Roman rings at 39.23 seconds, which is the longest duration known for this difficult gymnastic move. I have rings. They're great to work out. They're inexpensive. You could pretty much take them anywhere. I may not know off the top of my head the move he did exactly, but I know that all ring work is difficult and a great workout. Number 10, they have Manny Pacquiao, 8 division time world champion boxing, 10 world title holder. I used to love watching his fights. A lot of times he'd beat all the good Mexican fighters as well. He was very fast, very good. He's rated as one of the top best pound for pound fighters. He holds the most boxing world titles in different weight class divisions. Manny Pacquiao was the first 8 division world champion with 10 world titles. He is the first to win the lineal championship in 4 weight classes. Pacquiao holds titles in the division for the WBC super welterweight, the WBC flyweight, the super featherweight, the lightweight division, the ring feather division, the IBF super bantamweight, the IBO and the ring light welterweight, and WBO welterweight. Then they have number 11 as Alex Holdnoll, and he is known for climbing the Yosemite Triple Crown solo. I haven't been to Yosemite. I want to go there, but he did, and I've heard of like the, and one of my guests actually did it, the one where you do the Grand Canyon and you hit all 3 peaks. I believe there's 3 peaks. So people actually go out and try and do that. Well, he did the Yosemite Triple Crown, and it took him 18 hours, 50 minutes to link up to Mount Watkins, the nose, El Capitan, and the regular northwest face of the Half Dome, all in Yosemite. He also holds a current record for the nose at 2 hours, 23 minutes, 51 seconds. They have number 12 at Dan Kuntz, which is a world high diving champion and high dive record holder. He is an 8-time world high diving champion and 7-time world record holder for the highest dives. He won his first world championship in 1977, and he is tied with the world record for the highest dive of 172 feet until that record was broken by Randy Dickinson, who dived 174 feet and 8 inches. Number 13, they have David Blaine, which is pretty interesting because he's like the first magician on here. And he kind of actually started doing more like endurance stuff and magic. So he was kind of like a crossover. Some of the stuff he did, you know, me being a magic fan, I would be like, that's not really magic, but I'm still digging what you're doing and the whole vibe. but so he's probably best known for, as a street magician. And I've always said I'm like the David Blaine of podcasting, because David Blaine was told, oh, you got such a monotone voice and no excitement. You're never going to become on TV, or you're never going to become like good at magic. And hey, look it, he got discovered doing magic in the subway. And look at me. I'm at 184 podcast episodes. 90% of all podcasts don't go past 3 episodes. Of the 10% that do, 90% of those don't go past 20 episodes. So I've had a lot of people say, oh, you know, you suck. And I'll be honest, I probably still suck, but I'm getting better and better. And if you go back and you listen to some of my first episodes to now, it's night and day, and I'm not going to stop. I'm a endurance athlete, and I take that same type of endurance into podcasting. So I could just see myself 1,000 episodes, how much better I'll improve. And that goes across in anything you do. You just keep practicing. You keep working at your craft. You think to yourself every day, what am I going to do to make myself better in whatever it is you're doing, from podcasting to working out to running to shooting free throws? And you will get there. There's no way that you can put in so much work and not actually see the benefits. He is known for, he was in a block of ice for over 64 hours, standing on a 100-foot pillar for 35 hours, and many more stunts. He went 44 days without food, nutrients, and he just had 4.5 liters of water per day. Now, I know of this guy named Angus who went 300 and I believe 82 or 88 days. I don't think a lot of people talk about him because, and I'm not encouraging you to, he did it under supervision, but he did that for weight loss. He ended up living for a long time after that and had kids, but that's basically, they did it to kind of save his life. And then he's like, well, what if I go longer? So he really went without eating solid food for over a year. And if you do something like that, you just can't start eating food like normal. So definitely don't go and try that at home. I have a disclaimer. So please, this is not medical advice or anything like that. Go see a professional. All right, so Jonas Kwans is the oldest gymnast in the world. At age 57, entered competitions where you can watch it on YouTube. I've never actually seen Joanne. I'm going to have to check her out as far as the oldest gymnast in the world. Number 15, Giano Stros, fastest 10-meter hand walk. Guinness Book Record 2019 for the fastest 10-meter hand walk with a weighted ball between his legs. Well, let's just make it tougher. That's amazing. If you just try to handstand walk, that's a whole difficult task with balance and strength. While adding weight and holding it between your legs, that's on a different level. Number 16 is, I'm going to pronounce the last name, I think it's easier, Salvakis, is the most decorated modern strongman. And he stood 6'3", almost 400 pounds. And he is known for the world's strongest man in 2009, 2010, and 2012. Looks like he's won the Arnold Classic 6 consecutive occasions. I'm going to have to look into him more. It looks like he's setting 400 Guinness Book World Records while holding 151 records all at the same time. Number 18, the longest time surfing on a single wave. And that is a 13-time national surfing champion. And he is credited for surfing in the open water in 2011 in the Panama Canal for 3 hours, 55 minutes, and 2 seconds. All right, so now here are some other ones that didn't make the list, but I think are amazing. And actually, you should check out some of my past guest episodes, because they've done some amazing things. I think it's episode 3. I have the Jedi, Josh the Jedi, and he is a blind surfing champion for the U.S. He holds, I believe, 4 black belts in Kempo, something else, podcaster, stand-up comedian. And as I mentioned, he's blind. Very inspirational episode. Check it out. It's one of my first episodes. I've also had Dio, who's completed over 500 marathons, on here as well. I've had Peachy, who's completed Badwater, the world's toughest ultra race, and so many more. Go check out The Savagery in Parenthood with Jack. And he actually suffered a broken neck while doing jiu-jitsu, and he talks about why he came back and why he pursued. And now he's a purple belt. Maybe, yeah, I'm going to have him back on following up. So let's talk about pull-ups a little bit, because David Goggins is known for, at 17 hours, doing 4,030 pull-ups. His record was broken by a fitness enthusiast named Jackson from Australia. And he did 8,008 pull-ups in 24 hours. And then I looked up, okay, so what is the most consecutive pull-ups? And it is 651, achieved by Kenta from Japan on March 4th, 2020. During a fitness test in 2007, Kenta was only able to do 12 pull-ups. So that goes to show you the human potential and how amazing and great it is, and how we shouldn't take it for granted. Going at 2007 to 2022, from going from 12 pull-ups to 651 consecutive. And whatever it is that you want to attempt it, you should go for it. Don't let the negative people affect you or the challenges that you may face with it. Dean Karnazes, which I'm still looking to have on here soon. Dean ran 350 miles in 80 hours and 44 minutes without sleep back in 2005. He's also, of course, known for running 50 marathons in 50 days and so many more amazing feats. If you haven't heard of him, I hope to have him on soon, but you can check out some other episodes or find him on YouTube. He's also got a great book out, which I read, and he was kind enough to send it to me. It's called Runner's High. It's his latest book. This one just popped out at me. I wasn't even looking for it, but there's actually someone who ran without oxygen, and they were able to run 670 feet 0.5. They did it back in 2017, and I don't know if I got his name. Oh, Anthony Breton. That's amazing to run that far without actually breathing. The longest record fight in boxing was between Andy Bowman of New Orleans and Jack Burke from Texas. They fought back on April 6th, 1893. And the boxing match lasted 110 rounds. Now, I have done some boxing, some sparring, and even when I was in my best conditioning, there's no way I even came close to that. And to think that the human body could actually do that. And now, there was a lot of, because I looked at a book, and I've looked in the past to see how many fights. There was a lot of fights that went into rounds, but this is the longest. It lasted 7 hours, 19 minutes. It started at 9:15 p.m. and ended at 4:34 p.m. And it was declared a draw. That's amazing. Now then, jiu-jitsu, of course, I'm going to talk about the sports that I like. Jiu-jitsu, back in October 24th of 2021, a brown belt named Campbell Sines set a world record by rolling. Now, rolling is when you grapple with your opponent, and he did it live. I remember tuning in, I think on Facebook he did. He streamed it at a few different places, but he rolled for 30 hours straight, breaking the previous record, which was 24 hours. If you've never rolled, I've rolled for like an hour and a half, maybe two. And it really takes conditioning to do that. So I can't even imagine how it feels or how he felt after doing that. And I'm going to reach out to him, because I love that. Like, how did he feel? How did he feel halfway through? How was the recovery? And then as far as longest jiu-jitsu matches, that's something I'm going to have to look into even further, but just depending on where it was, somewhere between different articles I was looking at, it was from somewhere between 2 hours to 3 hours and a half plus of just an actual one match, not rolling. Rolling's kind of like training, but an actual match where they're going at it full force. Then there's Ted St. Martin, who holds the Guinness World Record for the most consecutive free throws made. He made 5,221 free throws. Not sure if he's alive anymore. I'm going to look into it because I wonder how many hours that took. And that's amazing. I know I'll go and I'll shoot free throws and I'll just try to see if I could make 10. How many I can make out of 10? 5,000? Over 5,000 without missing a shot? That's just insane. And then as far as running, I always mispronounce his name. If you like someone who mispronounces names, that's me. I think it's you, man. You lead the Kenyan long distance runner. He's basically right now with the fastest marathon time of 2 hours, 1 minute, 39 seconds. He's actually known for running a marathon under 2 hours, but it was not official because I saw it when it happened. He had like assistants, he had pacers. I don't know why they necessarily don't call it official. And the course was like somehow strategically all made flat. And then he wore those, I think, Nike, whatever shoes that are over $200 and are supposed to make you like a half a second faster. Then I checked the longest ultra race, and it's called Self-Transcendence. It is 3,100 miles, and it is the longest certified road race. And according to this, it's one of the most mentally taxing. I did not know that it actually is in Queens, New York. New York is known for the New York Marathon, which is supposed to be one of the best marathons. I wouldn't know because New York Marathon hasn't picked me for like over 10 years straight. So one day I want to do it, but this one starts at Queens at 6 a.m. and it goes until midnight continuously for 52 days. The participants are required to run the exact same amount, an average of 59.6 miles per day for 52 days. That sounds amazing. I had never heard of it. Maybe I have, but I forgot. I'm going to look into that one as well deeper. And so that leaves me to all the untapped potential that us humans have and how so many of us are just wasting it by going to work. And I know we have to work to have money to live and to eat. But then from there, maybe you have a passion about getting into shape or running a marathon or doing an Ironman, climbing a mountain, or maybe it's just to get healthy and fit and start walking. It really doesn't matter what it is. As I mentioned, I find inspiration from everywhere. So I'm going to leave you with this. The graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered. All because someone was too afraid to take the first step to keep with a problem or determined to carry out their dreams. Les Brown. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. This has been Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition, episode 184. Go out there, and when in doubt, work out. Don't let anything stop you. I'm out.